KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with occasional flurries, a high of 31. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Rain that transitioned to freezing rain over parts of western Iowa Thursday afternoon and early this morning caused minor accidents, and in at least one community, a power outage that lasted for more than 2 hours. The National Weather Service said this morning Rockwell City was without power after rain froze on power lines, which were then whipped by the winds and knocked down. Late Thursday night in Menlo, according to social media reports, trees were cracking under the weight of 1/4 inch of ice, and power surges were being noticed. In Cass County, there were reports of at least 3 accidents, none of which resulted in injury, except to say that rescue was dispatched for a man who was involved in an accident on Interstate 80 near Exit 54. The man was not injured, but was suffering from chest pain following the crash. Additional information is not available. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a Stanton man was arrested early this morning on burglary and other charges. 26-year-old Michael Allen Thorne was taken into custody at around 1:45 a.m. for burglary in the third degree and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. The charges stem from an incident that took place Wednesday in the 400 block of Highland Avenue in Red Oak. Thorne was also arrested on a valid Cass County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 cash bond. An investigation into an alleged assault Thursday in Red Oak resulted in minor injuries to 2 men, but no charges were filed. Authorities say that's because all the persons involved were intoxicated and there were contradictory stories from victims and suspects. Persons involved in the incident were identified as Michael Vaughn Cox, Kevin Leon Simmons, and Shelby Joanne Oliveras. A Shenandoah police officer in the midst of a civil lawsuit, along with the Shenandoah Police Department and the City of Shenandoah, resigned effective immediately this past Wednesday. The Daily Nonpareil says, according to City Administrator Jim Davey, Officer Derek Beyer, a member of the police department since December of 2013, resigned because an investigation into a possible administrative policy violation was underway, and Beyer chose to resign before that investigation was complete. Beyer will be eligible for unemployment, and it would be up to the city to approve or appeal that request. Davey said the process to find Beyer's replacement will begin soon. A lawsuit involving Beyer, the Shenandoah, and its police department is against Drew Bayless. In January of 2014, the then 20-year-old Bayless was stopped by Beyer for allegedly running a stop sign. Once Bayless stopped his vehicle, he alleges that he was thrown to the ground by Beyer. 2 weeks prior to the incident, Bayless had lumbar disc surgery. A second surgery was then needed to repair the damage done by Beyer, throwing him to the ground. The date of the August 16, 2016 has been set for the start of the civil trial. Officials with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce encourage you to shop Atlantic Saturday, November 28th, to help support small businesses in Atlantic. Founded by American Express in 2010, the 6th annual Small Business Saturday is a day to celebrate the small businesses that help support our community. Small Business Saturday rallies shoppers, local businesses, and public officials to shop small and show their community pride. At least 30 businesses have indicated they will be participating in Selfies for Support, and some in the Chamber Shopping Initiative, incentive that is, that offers shoppers a chance to receive a stamp in their Atlantic passport. And when your passport receives 6 stamps, you'll be entered to win a $200 shopping spree. For more information, you can call the Chamber at 243-3017. Other upcoming events in Atlantic include the Lighted Christmas Parade December 6th, beginning at 6 p.m., and the Angel or Angels of Christmas Award winner or winners on December the 6th, beginning at 3 p.m., just before the annual holiday concert at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. And taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Joyce J. Crow, age 75, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joyce Crow will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center, with the Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of arrangements. Joanne Lorraine McCluskey Dean, age 84, of Griswold, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Joanne Dean will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Patricia Rose Jensen, age 86, a lifelong Avoca and Shelby area resident, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Patricia Jensen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Daniel Allen Shimorowski, age 26, of Clinton, died Monday. A memorial service for Daniel Shimorowski will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Travis Dwayne Peterson, age 44, of Griswold, died Friday at his home. Memorial services for Travis Peterson will be Saturday at 12:30 at the Oaks Lodge in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marlo Wepler, age 81, of Lewis, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Marlo Wepler will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Esther Severin, age 82, of Atlantic, died November 16th at the Heritage House. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Esther Severin will be Monday at 10:30 at the Bowman Chapel United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie County. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Doreen Peterson, age 52, of Avoca and formerly of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A Celebration of Life service for Doreen Peterson will be on Monday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gary Doc Kunze, age 70, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Hart Hospital in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Doc Kunze will be held December 5th at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Additional details are pending. Vero Cadwell, age 95, of Manila, died Wednesday at Eventide Nursing Home in Denison. Services for Vero Cadwell are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Richard Dick Borst, age 62, of Greenfield, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Dick Borst are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Joe Dorsey, age 82, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Joe Dorsey are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.